Let us again start from the Gemara, Daf Chavtesa Med Aleph, from when the lines start widening out, becoming a little more broader. We hear in the Mishnah, Vim Omaloi Tuli Hemena Chayfetz Pleini, if the Baal, when he made the Shliach, he told him that he should receive from the Isha a certain Chayfetz, Loi Yishalchenu Biyad Achel. So then the Shliach should not send another Shliach to take the Chayfetz from the Isha. She'ein Retzoinoi She'yehei Pikdeinoi Biyad Achel, because the Baal does not want that the Kodin should be Biyad Achel. Let us see the Gemara. Mimamalei tulei heimena chayfetz pleini. Omer Reish Lakish, kam shana rebi. From here we can derive, eina shayil rashoi lahashul, veina seichel rashoi lahaskil. Let's see what Rashi says. Omer Reish Lakish, kam shana rebi, bimishne zu shana lana rebi. In a shayu, the hottest nam leishol chenu biyadachel. That what the Mishnah is telling us, that the shliach should not make another shliach to take the chayfetz, loy mishum betulei shlichis tegite noket lo. This was not said that if you do such a thing, the shlichis of the get will be mevatel. Dim shilach biyadachel haget get. If he sends someone else to get the chayfetz, the get is still a get. The afal gav the ein ritzaynoi sheyehei pikdoinei biyadacha shliach legarish miyeshavye. But he can make a shliach legarish, and that so the chelak hagerishin will be niskayim, even though this shliach will do two things. He'll give over the get, and he'll also receive the chayfetz. Alahai disnan lo yishalchenu, that's what it says in the Mishnah, lo yishalchenu biyadache, lashminin ve'ein ha-shoyol ha-shoy la-hashol. So it would seem that the Mishnah is not telling us dinei Eben Hezer over here, which we're speaking about Hilchas Geirishin. No, the Mishnah wants to tell us, Dinei Choyshin Mishpat. The Mishnah wants to tell us that, that the Baal is not Merutze, that the Shliach should take the Chayfetz from someone else. Vachsech Rabbi Keveger is Ma'ira, that, the Dimyon of an Ashoil, the Ashoil Ahashol, to the case of our Mishnah, is Lechera not too accurate. In Ashoil, the Ashoil Ahashol, we're speaking about two Shomrim, that both of them are Chayu Bachayis. So that already is a Chiddush, that even though the second Shoyu will also be Chayu Bachayis to the Mashal, so there is a chiddush, even though there's a chiyav achrayus by the second shoyl or the second seichel. Ma she'ein kein in our mishnah is bechlal no achrayus from the shliach. He told the shliach, take a chayfetz from her, and yetuli heimen a chayfetz. Now, if the shliach will lose it, there was bechlal no kabbalah shmirah. So, to learn from our Mishnah, good, Reish Lakish is telling us the Mishnah is nothing to do with Hilchas Geirishin. It's coming to tell us a Zaytik HaLocha, but this Zaytik HaLocha we also can't derive from our Mishnah. In the case of our Mishnah, we can understand there's a Hakpode Mitzad Baal, Shein Ritzon Shibigdeini Biyadachel, because if it will get lost, I'll end up with nothing. Now you, I trust you, you're a trustworthy shliach. I'm not afraid that something might occur. Someone else, I am afraid. But to derive from this in a shail reshoy lahashal in a seichel reshoy lahaskir, this is lachayra debatable. That I think is habekevayg zahar. Amalei Rabbi Yechonen. So Rabbi Yechonen told Rish Lakish zu afilatinaykir shol beis rabim yoyde maisa. That I wish to disagree with you. That is not what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. This everyone knows that in a shail reshoy lahashal. Elo, that what the Mishnah tells us, that the Momalai Tulehim and the Chayfetz Bloini Loyu Shalchenu B'Yadach is telling us Allah in Hilchus Geirishin. Loyu Shalchenu B'Yadach should not make a shliach, because by making a shliach to give over the get and take the Chayfetz, it could sometimes bring about a bittul in the Geirishin. So let us see the Gemara, how Rabbi Yochanan learned Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says as follows: Zimnen de Gita nami lehave de nase kemi shom aloi, because it can come out sometimes that it won't be a get. Just like if he had told him al tegar she'ela bebayis vegir shabaliyeh. So in these two cases, there was a hakpode that the shlicha should be davke in a certain oifen, davke bebayis, davke beyad yamin. And if it was not done that way, it's a posel get. So memele, it could come out through that he made a shlicha that will be a posel get. Mitzat hakpodosoi shel bal. So now the Gemara is going to be mevaya. There's a very interesting lashon Rabbi Yochanan, zimnin the gita nami lehave. Sometimes it can come about that it won't be a get. So the Gemara explains as follows: the kulal mehecha denavke laape viyovile chayfitz. If she went and she gave the chayfitz before the get was given, v'hadar shoklo minei gite, and then the get was given, ikul alma loy pligi, then everyone agrees, including Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that there could be a problem in the geirishin through a shliach, but if the geirishin came about that the chayfis was given before the get was given, kul alma loy pligi de gita gita mal yad, v'tzicha akosher get. And there won't be any complications that a shliach was made on the Gerishin and the Kabbalah Sachayfetz. Kipligi. But that what Rabbi Yochanan said, there could be complications by making a shliach. Heche, the Omar lay, shkel mina chayfetz v'hod ahav legita. And he had told the shliach, first, take the chayfetz from her, and then give the get. Machlekes harishayim if he said beferish v'hoda havla gita, he told them bepermole, give first take the chayfetz and then give the get. Or he said shkel mina chayfetz v'havla gita. But that was the seder advar. So the seder advarim meant that should be the seder. First take the chayfetz and then you give the get. V'azal iu v'yoyiv lo gita. And he went and he gave the get for hodar shoko mino chayfetz, and then he took the chayfetz. So the emison, the rotzain of the baal, was niskayim eventually. He got the chayfetz, but it was not done the way the baal had said the seder should be. He wanted that he should be assured in the chayfetz before she gets the get, and it was not done that way. Is Rabbi Yochanan poisel boy v'cholshkein b'shluchai? Rabbi Yochanan says in such a case, if it was done differently, that the get was given before the netilas achayfetz, it's poisel. B'Reish Lakish machsher b'shluchai v'cholshkein boy. And Reish Lakish says afilu it was done differently. There's no akpoder as long as everything ended up. That he ended up with the chayfetz, what's the chilik, what the seder was, if she got the get first, or the shliach got the chayfetz first, lamaisa, everything ended up that he got the chayfetz. Some emela, there's no pslu whatsoever, there's no akpodo whatsoever. Matshim b'shluchei the kosh came by. Now, let us see Rashi to understand exactly what pshat is in the Gemara, akaponim according to Rashi. Zot Rashi, du afilu tenaike shayde noisa, di mishila loy, if it was lent to one person, loy letzech achere mishila loy. So it wasn't lent to him for others, then a shayla shayla hashav nimtza za'iva al data yamaknitoi. He's doing to neged the rotzen of the baila. So that's poshut. You don't need a mishnah in gittin to tell us this yisod. Hello. Bishim shlichus to get kufay tana le yishalchenu. Dim sholchoi biyadacha zimnin de gittin nami leha begittin. The mishnah wants to tell us that it could come about that by sending a shlich to be mekabel the chayfetz or be a possible get olkama meforish my zimnin. Why sometimes yes, sometimes no. So Rabbi Yechanan says as follows. The klal is, if he said, Al tegar shele b'yamin v'girsha b'smel, v'loy shavya shliach lochi. The mini hashlichus was only, you're my shliach only. I'm making you a shliach to be megarish with the right hand, not with the left hand. And the gerish with the left hand, I never made you a shliach. This haynami pomim sheshlichus aget toli b'cheifetz. There are times when the shlichus is dependent on the kabbalah sachayfetz. We can pay the labal, so there's no shlichus if there wasn't a previous kabbalah sachayfetz. The kula alm, the midamah Rabbi Yochanan, zimnin de gitter nami lehave, mashme de reif paomim have gitter. Most of the times there will be getter filu sholche biyadach. So now the Gemara explains, if it ended up that, now the Gemara says, to Santa Loshin, Heiche de Novke la'ape, she came to him, V'yovi le'chefetz, V'hoda shokli minegita. So Rashi says, that this all occurred with the shliach sheini. V'yovi le'chefetz le'hi shliach sheini. The kula ome, le'pligi de gita gita malia. The aval gav, the ein ritzainai, she epikdoine biyadacha. He really does not want the pekodin shebi biyadacha. But shlich is the gitalei bottle, but the shliach, that means that the Baal made Reuven a shliach to receive the chayfids to give over the get. Now Reuven made Shimon a shliach to do the same. So, Be'emison, the Rotzin Apnimi of the Baal that Shimon is being Mekabel the Chayfetz is not, he's not too happy with this. Ein Ritzayne Shebigdayne Biyadacha. Aber Shliches the Gitter Lay Bottle. But the Shliches that the Reuven made Shimon a Shliach to give over the Get Lay Bottle, Kachol Shluche Gitter Shechel Masse Shliach. That a Shliach is Bekoyach to make another shlich to give over the get. Da a get loikofid baal the dobo zeh. And a get, the baal is not makbit. The get ain't itali bechefetz. Because the baal is not makbit that a shliach will give over the get. The get ain't itali bechefetz. The get is not in any way tali bechefetz. The efsher sheyelech v'yitelachayvitz v'yishlach haget piyadacha. That means the shlichus of the get is not in any way affecting the kabbalah sachayvitz. Mitzad shlichus haget, he could make yener a shliach, and the first shlich could be the mekabel, could be mekabel the chayvitz from the ishe. Hilka. So memele the shlichus haget, there's no problem whatsoever. Hilkach, afilo shina bechefetz, afilo he was mishane And he didn't take the chayfetz from the isha. The first shliach did not take the chayfetz from the isha. Ein zeshini beget. So it does not in any way affect the get. Shrei kibel achayfetz v'achar kach nasa. So that means, when the Baal said, it's a Rashi Lanshat, that this first case is also speaking about, that the Baal said, kibel mimena chayfetz, and then ten logita. And that's exactly that was done. So even though the Rotzen apnimi of the Baal was that this should be done through the first shliach, but this in no way affects the get. If Lemaise, the Iker Rotzen was niskayim, that the chayfetz was niskabel before the get was given over. So that, afilu Rav Yechanan is also made will be a kosher get. When will there be a problem? Va'ozol ihu v'yoiv logita bereisha. What happens if the Baal had mentioned that the chayfet should be taken first and then the get given over? What will be if the shliach will go and give over the get first? Bereisha. The chiyom aleishkel chayfetz bereisha kopet ihu. He was makpet. He meant bedavka this should be the seder. He wanted to use the get as leverage in order to get the chayfetz. This was a powerful tool he had. That Kozman, he won't receive the chayfetz, the get will not be given. So the get was dependent on the chayfetz, that the get should not be given till the chayfetz will be received. Now the shliach would be mishane. Now the first shliach. V'zeh im shine. Nase kemi shomaleh te gishen al bebayis v'girush abaliyah. That means the gerushin was not done in the oifen that the Baal wanted the seder ha-gerushin should be done. Just like there's a seder in Mokim, there's a seder where it should be that the gerushin should be in a bayis, not in an aliyah. So there was a seder that the get should only be given after the chayfetz was received. Ilkach. Rabbi Yochanan poisel boy b'shliach rishon, because the shliach rishon did not do the rotzen abal. He wanted that the seida gerushin be dafka such an oifen. V'cholshkein b'shluchoy. Now, if the shliach rishon made a second shliach, and we mentioned before, the second shliach bechlal is not the rotzen pnimi of the Baal. The Baal would entertain the shepik deini biyadach. He doesn't want. Therefore, gav the entertain shepik deini biyadach. About kaponim, it's not ma'akiv the shliches. But if this shliach went and did keneged rotzen abal, so zicha be apostle get. V'hainu de koma zimnin de gita nam iloy have. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan said that if a seder was given, what should be done first? That the Kabbalah Sachayfet should be done first and then the Nesinis Haget. So then if it will not be done in that oifen, it's not a get. Hilkach, Tone b'masnis lo yishalchenu b'yadachet. So therefore the Mishnah is telling us he should not make a shliach. Why? Shemok sheyimsa rishin shlichus lusheni. That means since there are times that the get will be bottled because of the Kabbalah Sachayfetz, that Kabbalah Sachayfetz was not niskabel, the correct oifen, was niskabel after the get. So therefore, since this is a very delicate situation, there's a seder how it has to be done. Hilkach tane b'masnisin lo yishalchenu b'yadache, shemo k'sheyimse rishin shliches l'sheini, lo yimse lo yidvorim k'av yoson, he will not relate to the second shliach, the way the Baal told him, that there's a seder, that first the Kabbalah Sachavis, and then the gift. Ayashaini lo yedagdik behem. Or the second shliach will not be medagdik in the way the first shliach related it to him, and he'll think, what's the difference? Get, chayfetz, chayfetz get, v'yimishane, amim slugite. Reshlokish machshe, kesavolak pedo, ala ucha de milse komale. Now, let us see the second Tosfos, and we'll understand better what Rashi is saying over here, what Shitas Rashi is. Rav Yochanan paisel boy v'choshkein b'shluchay. Perish b'kuntres, dikpeides ha-baal, einoy elo, shlo yishoyer ha-chefetz b'yad ha-isha. That is what bothers him. That she should have a get, and the chefetz should still be b'yad ha-isha. That he doesn't want such a gerishin. Aval b'meshe omalei sheyitol himeno chayfetz, but that what he told the shliach, you should take the chayfetz, v'hu mishalach b'yadache, and the shliach took the chayfetz, and they get nifso. The get won't become possible. The get will only become possible if there's a shinui in the seder. V'lo yishalchenu b'yadache diktoni b'masnisin, haino taimet. So, be'emesin, there's no difference if the first shliach is misada the gerishin with all the tanoi, or the second shliach is misada the gerishin with all the tanoi. Ein haget nivsal, v'lo yishalchenu b'yadacha diktoni b'masnisin haynu taime, because since there's a meduyik the keseder which has to be followed, so maybe it won't be related properly. I don't want that she should hold the chayfetz and she'll have the get in her hand. So now let us just look at the Lashon HaMishnah so we'll understand Shitas Rashi. And what the Gemara said, V'im'amalei, let us see again the Lashon HaMishnah, V'im'amalei tuli heimeno chayfetz ploini, and that means he told tuli heimeno chayfetz ploini before you give the get. That was the Seder Advorim. Lo yishalchenu biyadache, he should not make a shliach, because a shliach already is a cliche, and could be the directions will not be niskayim. Shein ritzayne shepik doine biyadacha, because he doesn't want that she should be holding the chayfetz and having to get with her. So memele, if you'll make a shliach, maybe the shliach will not receive the message properly, and it will not be done properly, then it'll be a puzzle again. So that's pshat. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that, if Lemaisa Kilkul did not come about, Nofak, Kulam Eichet, the Nofkila Ape, Viovele, Chavitz, Vahod, Shoklemine, Gita, if Lemaisa Kilkul didn't come about, even though it's not the Rotzen Apnimi of the Baal, of the Baal, that the shli, that another shliach should be Isaac. He doesn't want that someone else should hold it, but that won't be Ma'akim the Gerishin. If Lamaisa, the instructions were followed, so it won't be Ma'akim the Gerishin. But the Mishnah is telling us, Le'yishalchenu b'yadachem, because maybe the instructions won't be followed, this means that the Isha will have the chayfetz and with the get also. That is Rashi's pshat. So Tosfos says, "Lefiz adik toni she'atzei shebidem biyadache." That's a reason why it's a possible get. That's why you shouldn't send it. Hayne biyadishtoy. If you send it a doichik, that's a doichik to keep pshat. Tosfos like shechanu biyadache. You should not send it because shechanu it should be biyadish. There's two achas. They shall hand be yadachish and send it with a second shliach. Shall return it be dayne be yadachel. That is the isha. Some of the pshat in the Mishnah. The gamza doichik
The whole thing, Shulchenu b'yabachash le'yishkach lo'imakash she'oma ha'bal, the whole thing is a, I mean, I know it's a problem over here. The whole thing is a problem that there's nothing really bad, some wrong with a shliach, but since a shliach is a klisheni, maybe the instructions will not be given over properly. That's also a modner shash. V'nire l'rivo. So, the rivo says a different pshat. If he said a seder, he said, you first take the chayfetz, then you give her the get. So he wants a certain oifen how the gerishin should come about. First the chayfetz has to be received, and then the get should be given. Is poisel Rav Yochanan the nami, that means if there are explicit instructions how the gerushin should be, and I'm telling you, shkoil mimeno chayfetz, and then v'titno lo get. So Mimele, that's how I want it to be. If you make a shliach to do it, I don't want that. I told you, you should take the chayvitz from her and then give the get. That's how I want the gerishin should be. In any other deviation of these directions will possible the get. You'll give the get and then you'll take the chayvitz. That's a psul in the get. You'll tell someone else to take the chayvitz. It's also, that's a deviation. I'm giving you instructions the way it should be, and the instructions have to be followed accurately. Yeah. Paisel Rav Yochanan Amik, Shemishalach B'yadach, Afilo Leishinah Shliach Hasheni Midas Habal, V'notem Eno HaChayvitz, Kaidim Nesinis Haget, Akim Shetoyle Shlichas Haget B'chayvitz, whenever there's a shinui in the instructions what the Baal gave about the chayfetz, nifsal again. Ochi perushe. Rabbi Yochanan poisel boy bishliach rishain kisheshino. If there was a shinui, that even though it was done through the shliach rishain, but a shliach rishain kisheshino will be possible. If Bechlau the Eifen HaGerishin was not through him, not through Eshliyim, if it was Yishalchenu biyad acher, afilu lo yishane, the kopit bal, shein ritzayni shepigdoini biyad acher, perish biyad ha-shliach ha-sheini. So according to the Rivo, it's the same acher, lo yishalchenu biyad acher, shein ritzayni shepigdoini biyad acher. And I gave you explicit instructions how the gerishin should be. Deshlokish ki the perish bekunteris. Yeah. So according to Taisvis, so a shliach is always puzzle. A shliach is always puzzle. If there were instructions of take the chayfetz and then give over the get. Now, so we have to understand, according to Tosfos, so what's the first Gemara over here? Rashi learned, Rashi is a difficult pshat in Rashi, but I'll compone them. Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara, the Kula Alma Loi Pligi, that if there was no deviations, if the chayfetz was received before the get, so Memele, so no problem. It's no chilek if the shliach took it, someone else took it. If the chayfetz will be received, they have to be seen as a get, then it's possible, and therefore you shouldn't, that's the reason why one should not make a shliach, because this might come about. But according to Tosfos, if the shliach took it, that's also a psul. So what is this first case over here? The first case is the kulam echad, the nof kulam evyovelei chayfetz, vohodo shokle minei gite, Kulamale pliga de gita gita malia. So, let us just see the Loshna of Taisus over here, Heched the Novkel Ape, Nokyotochi Mishim Damasnissen Ayri, Bechola Hashliach Arishain, Lehigia Leir Sheisha Shach. The Marshon de Kanere Aim say Pshat in this Taisus as follows. They say Pshat in the Gemara is not the way Rashi learned Pshat, no Pshat in the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, "B'chal la homegila over here. Heiched the nafke la'ape. She went out and kegging him. The yovel lechefet. She gave him the chefets. This is a psahol megila. She went out. She gave him the chefets. B'hada shoklo b'negit." So Taisa says like this: we're speaking about the Mishnah. Speaking about a scenario. I maybe get meretz yisol b'chal ga'aleze mishalcha b'yadach. When you only make a shliach when it's challah. When it's cholo, so you make a shliach. So what time it was cholo? That he's sick, he can't, that means she lived in Bnei Brak, he was going from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, he got sick in the middle. So he can't go to Bnei Brak, so he makes another shliach. Reza mishalche biyadach. So he makes another shliach. So now, the kulam, heiched the nafke la'ape. So she heard about it, that the shliach is sick, he won't be coming to Bnei Brak. So she came from Bnei Brak to where the shliach was, the Yovilei Chayfetz, and she gave him the Chayfetz. But he didn't have the get. He made someone else a shliach to give the get. V'hada shokla minei gito, so minei is from the second shliach. It's a kosher get. That means, even though the Rivo learns pshat, that if by a shliach there was any shinui, if a shliach will first take the chayfetz and then give the get, it's possible, because the baal was makpit that the shliach rishon should take the chayfetz. So the Gemara is saying, but if the Shliach Rishon took the Chayfetz, even though before he took the Chayfetz, he already was Mamana the Shliach Sheni to give over the get, but if the Chayfetz was received by him, there's no more Hakpodah Mitzad the Baal, so then the Shliach Sheni could give over the get. That is what the Gemara is telling us. So even though in Yisod there was a Shinui over here, but since the Shinui was Niskayim after, even though the Minei Shlichus was before, but Lemaisa, the Shliach Rishon had received the Chayfetz, is not possible in the get. Let us go further. Zok the Mishnah. Hamevi get mimdina sayom v'cholo. Now, there's a difference. If a person brings a get from Medina sayom, so then there's b'fon einichtam v'fon einechtam that has to be said b'shas nesinus haget, and here we don't have this. He got sick. He can't go further. He can't give over the get to the isha. Oise shliach bebezn, or oise bezn the mishalche, we'll see. So kaponim, so he can't deliver the get. So he makes a shliach in bezn. So he says in front of Bezen, so this is different than the normal procedure of b'fon einichta b'shas mesiras haget. So he says it in Bezen, b'shas he's memane the shliach to give over the get to the isha. Bein shliach achin tzach shem b'fon einichta b'fon einechta. Elohim ha-shliach beznani. The shliach achin, that means b'shas and sinas saget, the ishe, he doesn't have to say, and he can't say, because he wasn't there, b'shas ksivas ksimas saget, so he'll say shliach beznani. Zot Rashi, oise bebezn shliach u'mishalchoi, shetzach harishin loima b'fneiem b'fon einichta b'fon einechta, Lefisha Achen Leyuchaloima. So he has to say in front of Bezn. And the Shliach, when he gives over to the Isha, he says Shliach Beznani, and Umistame Bezn also Adovo Bechsheiroi. So that means Umistame Bezn heard the Befanai Nichta, Befanai Nechta. Amru lei Rabbonon Lavimi Bereide Rababo. Boy mi name Rababo. Rabbonon asked Avimi, the son of Rababo, you should ask your father, Shliach de Shliach, the Shliach Sheni, that the Shliach Rishin made, Mashvi Shliach Eloi, can he make a third Shliach? That was this, ask your father this Shaila, if the second Shliach can make a third Shliach. Omaluhu, holoi te boiluhu. That you don't ask my father. Midiktoni, and then we can figure out from the Mishnah. Ein ashliach ha'achrein. It says the Mishnah speaks about the last shliach. Mechlal the mashvi shliach. So why doesn't say the second shliach? The last shliach. So why says the second shliach can also make a shliach? Mechlal the mashvi shliach. Alakite boiluhu, there will be a different shaila. Ki mashvi shliach, when the second shliach makes a third shliach, bebezn ayafilu shalai bebezn. Does it have to be done in bezn or afilu shalai bebezn? Now, what shot in the second shaila? Let us just see the Taisvis Rid. It's on the first line when the lines start getting wide. Kiti boiloch bebezn aishaloi bebezn. Perish, mi amrine, kivin shein tzorech hasheini loime bufanei nichtav bufanei nechtam. The second shlich doesn't have to say anymore bufanei nichtav bufanei nechtam. Is einei tzorech bezn. So he doesn't need a bezdin to say in front of them shliach bezn ani. He can say this in front of two eidim. Hoi dilme. Kivin duhutzach loyma shliach beznani shove dibozer kemay befanei nichta befanei nechtam. That means this is another way of relating to the second bezn was befanei nichta befanei nechtam, because that's how we assume that everything was done properly. So the shliach beznani, that the second shliach has to say when he appoints the third shliach, has to be done in bezn. So he told, Avimi told the Chachomim, this is a Shaila. Does it have to be in Bezna? It doesn't have to be in Bezna. Kimash v'shlich Bezna efilu shalei be'Bezna. Amrelei, holami boilon. This Shaila we didn't have. Bidiktoni Elohim v'shlich Beznani. That means that the Shliach who gives over says, I'm a Shliach Bezna, sal kolchoch. So if you are medayik shliach achim means a third shliach, and the third shliach says shliach bezna nisav kocho, he was appointed through the second shliach in bezna. Avnachem bayitzik masni hochi, amrile rabona lavimi bereide rababo. The same was a little different. Boy minayme rababo, shliach de shliach, ki mashvi shliach bebezna shaloi bebezna. Their shaila was lechatchila. Do you need bezden when you're mamana the third shliach? Omer lehu v'tiboy lehu imashvi shliach ba'alme. So he says, ask a better shaila. He says, b'chlau, the second shliach can make a third shliach. Omer lehu, oh, like a miboy lom. This nanan is shliach ha'achayim, b'chlau the shliach mashvi shliach. Let us see Rashi. Shliach de shliach. Hashliach hasheini shenase bebezn. Ha'achrein v'leit nan hasheini. Alochi galsinan, ochi sin, tiboy loch bebezn, afilu shlei bebezn. Period. That's that. Now, let us go further. Omar Rabbe, Shliach Beretz Yisrael, Oise Kama Shluchim. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem of Bufonai Nichtav, so Oise Kama Shluchim. So Rashi says, Oise Kama Shluchim, Rishin L'Sheini, V'Sheini L'Shlishi, V'Chein L'Oilom, V'Ein Tzorich Bezn, Yoli De Bezn, Hoi V'Ein Rishin Tzorich Loim Bufonai Nichtav, V'Achin Nami Tzorich Loim Mishilich Bezn Ani, so there can be minuyim of kama shluchim, and it's good. Now we're going to learn Amir Diki Gemara, which is an eye opener for many in yonim. It's a very small Gemara. Omar Ravashi, the Meis Rishain, Botlu Kulon. Ravashi said, he just said that the Shliach Rishain could make many Shluchim. So let us say, the Shliach Rishain made 5 Shluchim. I mean, from the Shliach, the Shliach Rishain made a Shliach, Sheini Shliach, Sheini made a Shliach, Shlishi. Omar Ravashi imeis rishayim botlo kulo. So all the shluchim will become botlo. Now let us appreciate what Ravashi is telling us. The stipler says that the Gemara had such a shaila. We have a din that shliach is a shliach. We have a pasuk on this. Shliach is a shliach. The Baal made Reuven a shliach. Reuven makes Shimon a shliach. Now let's clear along the Shechakira. What is Pshat in the Shliach that Reuven makes? Is this Shliach a Shliach of Reuven? That means so Shimon is a Shliach of Reuven. Or, no, just like Reuven is a Shliach HaBaal, so Reuven can make Shimon a Shliach of the Baal, but not that Shimon is a Shliach of Reuven. Shimon is a Shliach of the Baal. Lamai nafkemino. The nafkemino will be if Reuven dies. If Reuven dies. So if Shimon is a shliach of Reuven, the whole koyach of Shimon is, he's a shliach of Reuven. So if there's no Reuven, there's no Shimon. If we say that Shimon, Reuven made Shimon a shliach of the Baal, so Reuven is out of the picture. Reuven died. Say that, but there's no problem in the get. This is the Shakla Vitaria, and that is what Ravashi was Mechadish. Ravashi was Mechadish. He makes Rish and Botla Kulom that the Shliach that Reuven makes is his Shliach. He's making his Shliach. So Memele, he's making his Shliach. So Memele, so if he dies, he'll become Botel. Let us just say a little terminology, which we'll later elaborate. That the gather of Shlichus is that the Shliach is the Yad of the Mishalach. That means the Mishalach is doing it, the Mishalach is doing it through me. I'm his Yad. So Memele, if Reuven made Shimon a Shliach, so Pshat is Reuven is being Megarish through Shimon, but if Reuven died, so Shimon is the Yad of Reuven, so Memele, there's no Reuven, so they can't be Megarish. That is what Ravashi said. Omar Malba Ravashi, now Malba Ravashi, Ravashi's son, vehemently disagreed with Ravashi's Tiktaira. That would have said shliach or a shliach, that the second shliach is a shliach of the first one. Hoda abo dikatnusahi. That's what my father said, Ravashi said this, when he was very young he said this. So Mele, then he taught such a long this, that the shliach sheini is a shliach of the rishon, but that was when he was very young he said this. But it's, when you get a little older, you realize it doesn't work that way. Ilu meis baal, midi mashoshe isbu. What would be if the baal would die? What would be if Reuven's alive and Shimon's alive, but the baal died? Would there be any koyach in the get? Dichenat? Is, so we see if the Baal dies, even though Reuven is alive, Shimon will not be able to give over the get. Is kulu mikoyach man kosi, mikoyach the Baal kosi. So from this we see that they're really shluchim of the Baal. Is the lebaal, is no lekulu, less no lebaal, less no lekulu. Now, this is a very sosum diki gemore, but let us just be magdil, what happened till now. Aishas Ravashi had said that the Shliach Sheni is a Shliach of the Shliach Rishen, and therefore when the Rishen died, so the Shliach Sheni, his Shlichus becomes Batul. That's what Ravashi said. And Malba Ravashi said, no, you're wrong. And he said, no, that Kulu Mikoyach Mankosi Mikoyach Debalkosi. He's not a Shliach of, Shimon is not a Shliach of Reuven. Shimon is a shliach of the Baal. So he said, some amelus, it doesn't matter if Reuven died, because Shimon is a shliach of the Baal. He said, the Baal is nayu l'ku. Less than the Baal is nayu l'ku. Let's see what Rashi says. He meis rishayin actually gie get liyodo, but l'kulo, kesava mikoy chaybo, that the shliach sheni, comes mikayach harishen. The katnusi be katnusay omar ovishmu azu sheyesh lahoshiv aleihem. This is the, we can be with dinzech on what he said. Now, there are many kashas on this gemara. There's one kasha that the Beis Meir asks, Sav Sofer asks. We have a din shliach or is a shliach. So what is pshat in the second shliach? Is he a shliach of the first shliach? Is he a shliach of the Baal? So Mahava Ravashi said, I don't understand your shaila. What would be if the Baal would die? So then you might think that it's, that the second shliach can't give over the get. Sure, if the Baal died, so there's no husband anymore, so he can't be Megarish. That doesn't, quick lang alumdish shaila is the second shliach, a shliach from the first shliach, is a shliach from the Baal. That is the shaila. So you're telling me, you're throwing in a monkey wrench, what if the Baal dies? Yeah, my statement. If the Baal dies, some Amela, so she's an almoma, so you can't give a get on almoma. So Vashteitzach, it's no good, but we're clang, there's another, but let's say the Shliach Rishin dies, that's our Shaila. See, a Shliach of the Rishin, a Shliach of the Baal. So the Beis Meir says, I'm Moiradiki Yesod. So the Beis Meir says as follows. The Beis Meir says, he says, what is the Shaila? Can you give over the get if the Baal died? And that's what Baba Rashi said, if the Baal died, should you give over the get? Why do you have to give over the get if the Baal died? So Akochach is speaking about that there's a Yavam, that's what we're calling a Shaila. We're calling it Akochach, there's a Yavam, and can the Shliach Sheni give over the get if the Baal died? That is the Shaila. Zok Teileke Beis Meir, Abakanta Yesod. So he says, if there's a Yavam, there's still issues from the Baal. That's the lomdus of Yavam Lashuk. Loisiyah Eishis HaMeis HaChutzo Lishzo. The Torah was Mechadish. If a person died without children, there's a Yavam. So there's still issues to the Meis. The whole issue of Yavam Lashuk is because there's still Eishis HaMeis. She's still married to the Meis. The Mrs. HaMeis is not matter. If he died without children, there's a Yavam. So there's still issues involved. That's what the Beis Meir says. So Memele, so now, so Maba Ravashi asked Akasha, he says, well, let me ask you, what will be if the Baal will die? So, let me ask you, can the second Shliach give over? There's something about to do here. It's the Zicher, it's Shaykh to give over again, because there's still issues. It's Shaykh, but let me ask you, can the Shliach Shaini give over a get? So Kochach, he can't give over a get because he's a shliach of the Baal, and if the Baal died, he can't give over a get. That is the reason. That means, this is a Dovah Muskim. That means, you look up in Shulchan Aruch, if the Baal died, that Zicha, the shliach Shaini can't give over the get. So, let's understand this. Why not? The issue still, why can't he give over again? It's a guy, the shliach sheni, the shliach of the Baal. So If he's a yad of the Baal dies, he can't get over the get. So the Ksav Sefer asks, he doesn't understand the Cheshbon. He says, Afilu will say that the Shliach Sheini is a Shliach of the Rishon. Fine. The Shliach Sheini is a Shliach of the Rishon. But the Rishon is a Shliach of the Baal. So that means the whole Koyach HaGerishin that the Rishon has is from the Baal. The Sheini is a Yad of the Rishon. But so the Rishon is a Koyach LeGarish, but he got it through the Baal. So now the Baal died, so he lost his Koyach LeGarish. So what's the right that the second one is a Shliach of the Baal? So on this Kashe, the Ksav Sefer lies by itself, he doesn't understand the Agamah. At Kalashoy. But now, I'd like to mention something we have mentioned a few times in Mesechtes Gittin, Aktois, and when it comes to this Gemara, it's Hatle Befella. Aktois in Simen Reish Mem Dalet brings down a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Tur. If the Machlekes, the Rambam and Tur, Min HaTorah, if the a Baal makes a shliach legarish as ishtay, and then the Baal becomes a shaita. Can the shliach give over the get min haTorah? The shitas haRambam is that he can give over min haTorah. The shitas haTur is that he can't give over. So the ktzais is mevayer. The gdei lachaynim are mevayer. What is the lumdish between the machlokes, the Rambam and Tur? The machlokes is when a meshalach makes a shliach, who is the megarish? The Tur learned shot that the meshalach is the megarish, and the shliach is a yad of the meshalach. That means the meshalach is megarish through the shliach. But the meshalach is the megarish, he's the megarish. So memeile. So if the meshalach became a shaita, so he can't be megarish. That means this is only an extension, the shlich is only an extension of the yad of the meshalach, but the meshalach is the megarish, the meshalach becomes a shaita. So lemaise, the meshalach becomes a shaita, it'll be a posel again, min haTorah. The Rambam learns pshat. When a meshalach makes a shliach, the whole koyach hagerishin is nimsa to the shliach. The shliach now is the megarish. He's the whole baldova. The meshalach is out of the picture. That together shliach is, that the shliach is the megarish, not the meshalach is the megarish. The shliach is the megarish. So memela the meshalach became a shaita. So he became a shaita. What's the problem? He's not the megarish anymore. The shliach is the megarish. So Mamela, min haTorah, the shliach can be megarish, even though the meshalach is a shait. That's how the ktzois is mavar the machlokes the Tur and the Rambam. Zit the ktzois weiter. So the ktzois had a problem. The ktzois said, so if that is the case, if the meshalach is the megarish, say bezois, what happened? And therefore even, if according to the Rambam, the shliach is the megarish, And I don't need the das of the Mishalach anymore. So what if the Mishalach dies? Why can't the Shliach give over the get? I don't need the das of the Mishalach. What's the chilek if the Mishalach is a shoite? What's the chilek if the Mishalach dies? And that the Ktzoi says, you're right, but there's another problem. If the Mishalach dies, so she's not his wife anymore. That's why he can't give over the get. But there's no problem. If she would remain his wife, the shlich he give the get. No, when the mishalach dies, so she's not his wife, so that's why the get can't be given over. That is what the tzais says. And the same tzais brings a raya to his yesod from our gemara. Help him, I say. The Ktzois brings a raya, according to Mar Baravashi, if the Rishon died, the second Shliach can give the get. The Rishon died. So he said, if the Rishon died, he says, he brings down that the Rishon could be Mevatel the Sheini. he brings down from Poiskim, the Drishim made the Sheni a Shliach. And what happens if the Drishim is Mavatal, the Sheni becomes a Shliach. So he says, Vaistachois, not the way we learn Pshat in the whole Sugya, Vaistachois, if the Rishin can be Mavatal, the Sheni, so the Sheni is a Shliach of the Rishin. The Sheni is a Shliach of the Rishin. I feel according to Ma'abar Abashi. The Sheni is a Shliach of the Rishin. So he says, I deserve the Sheni is a Shliach of the Rishin, and the Rishin dies, so how could the Sheni give a gift? Is a riot to the Rambam, is a riot to my Yisod. Because when the Rishin made the Sheni a Shliach, he had the Kayach to be Megarish. I don't need the Rishin anymore. The Rishin died, let him die, gives him to hate, but the Sheni can make Gerishin. Is a riot to the Rambam and a riot to my Yisod. That's what the Ksai says. So it's Pillay Ployim. How did the Ksai learn the whole Gemara? If the Ktzos, what was the Shaila in the Gemara? Forget, this Gemara is a Moiridike Raya to the two. If we learn like the two, the Gemara is beautiful. Forget, we learn like the two, that the Mishalach is the Megarish. Mishalach is always the Megarish. The Shlich is only a Yad of the Mishalach. Then the whole Gemara goes beautifully. The flow of the Gemara is beautiful. So the Shaila was, who is the second Shliach, a Shliach of the first Shliach, is the Shliach of the Baal? And if the second Shliach is a Shliach of the first Shliach, he's only a Yad of the first Shliach, so the first Shliach died, so Memele, so his Shliach becomes bottle. That's what Ravashi held. Ma'aba Ravashi said no. Ma'abar Ravashi said that, no, he's a shliach of the Baal. So therefore, if the first shliach will die, he could still give over the get because he's a shliach of the Baal, and the Baal is alive. And he proved that he's a shliach of the Baal, because if the Baal will die, that's a dover muskim, that he can't give over the get. Why can't he give over the get? Al-Kochuk was a shliach of the Baal. But according to the Ktzos, the whole flow of the Gemara is the Mamish, it's Yisrei Torah. I mean, if the Ktzos himself can say that the whole reason why a Shliach can't give over after the Baal died is because there's no Meishus anymore. Good, he doesn't hold like the Chiddush of the Beis Meir. But, so what's that? Ma'abar Ravashi proves that if the Rishin dies, the Sheni can give over again. Why? Because if the Baal dies, you can't give over again. Actually, if the Baal dies, you can't give over again because there's no issues anymore. And the Ktzos tells us of this Gemara. He brings a Raya from Ma'abar Ravashi. So it's mamish apella how to understand how the Ktzos learned Pshat in our Gemara. And the Pashtus, this Gemara is a Raya to the two. And according to the Rambam, it's schwer the whole Gemara. I mean, here the Gemara says, if the Rishon died, according to Ravashi, if the Rishon died, so the Sheni can't give over the get. Why can't the Sheni give over a get? I mean, that was according to the Rambam. This is the Aleph Beis according to the Tzai. If the Shliach is received the Koyach of Gerishon, so why can he give over the get if the Rishon died? The Shliach HaRishon died. So the Gemara is a Mordeke Raya to the two. It's not like the way the Ktzoi says Pshat by Mises HaBaal. We have to understand how the Rambam learned Pshat Na Gemara and how the Ktzoi learned Pshat Na Gemara.